Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Confessions of a Molly Mormon. It is a book written by a Mormon woman by the name of Elona K. Shelley. She spells her first name E-L-O-N-A. Shelley has E-Y at the end. This is a book written by a lay member in the Mormon Church. And if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know, sometimes we do look at books written by non-general authorities. And we want to say up front that this book written by Miss Shelley is not authoritative in the same regard as I would say a book written by a general authority in the Mormon Church. This is certainly her opinions, and I want to preface this series by saying that this is her opinion. But Eric, in going through this book, it makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why it saddens me is because what Elona Shelley experienced in the Mormon Church, and she's still a faithful member as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
She's certainly defending the church throughout the book, while at the same time she's being pretty harsh and critical regarding the Mormon Church.
Mm-hmm.
But she's still a faithful member. She's true to the system, you might say. And that's what makes me sad, is because a lot of the things that the Mormon Church does to its members, many times the member that is the victim of what the Mormon Church does to them still defends the church. It's almost like Stockholm Syndrome. You're kidnapped by a person, they've done you harm, and then you end up falling in love with the kidnapper. And even though there's many aspects in this case of Mormonism being the kidnapper, there's a lot of things she doesn't like about what's kidnapped her.
Mm.
Now, I'm sure she probably wouldn't look at it in quite that kind of a description, but this is what makes me so sad about this. I mean, the title is Confessions of a Molly Mormon, Trading Perfectionism for Peace, Fear for Faith, Judging for Joy. We've talked about the idea of perfectionism in Mormonism many times. You get a guy like Mormon Apostle Jeffrey Holland, who gets up in General Conference in October of 2017, addresses that very subject, that Mormons should not think that they need to be perfect now, that they will instead, as he said in that talk, you will receive your perfection eventually. But it raises the question, why does someone like Elona Shelley go through the agony of thinking for a certain period in her Mormon lifetime that perfectionism was expected of her, and this is what caused her a great deal of angst.
And she even writes in the book about how her previous years in the Mormon Church, she got this guilt complex, this idea that she had to be the perfect woman, and then writes about how that was the wrong way of thinking. When I first saw this book, it was in a Deseret Industry thrift store. I found it a few months ago as I was looking through the religion section. And the title caught me, and I looked at it, and it was, I think it was a buck or 50 cents or whatever it was. I don't always buy books like this, but I thought, well, this would be something that I think would be an interesting read because of what you just said, the subtitle, Trading Perfectionism for Peace, Fear for Faith, Judging for Joy. And I had the same feeling you did, Bill. I immediately, right when I saw the very cover, felt sorry because I knew where this book was going to go, and that's why I went ahead and purchased it and then read it. Apparently, it was written in 2013, and she did a lot of book signings at Utah Costco's. And the book is not that popular of a book today. It's independently published. I think I looked on Amazon. It was 1.7 million. So it's not a bestseller by any stretch of the imagination. But I thought that this book would be good for us to look at because this is, I think, the very common ideas that many Latter-day Saint women are having, and her journey in life and her spiritual perspective, I don't think is much different than many Latter-day Saint women who are in the church today, maybe even some who are listening to us right now.
Now, you've written a review of this book, and it's posted at mrm.org. before you posted it, you had our own Sharon Lindblom go through your review to give her perspectives on what you said so that we could understand maybe something that we're missing regarding how a woman might think about this. Because we admit we're males.
Right.
So Sharon offered her advice regarding what you posted. By the way, she did like what you said, but she had some advice in here. Read what she said.
Yeah, she said this. Something I find really interesting is that this sort of desperation thinking, and she's referring to Shelley's book, the rewriting of Mormonism's demand for perfection seems to come from women and not from men. Maybe I've just missed it, but this really seems to be a thing that women struggle with. They are the ones who need antidepressants and who need to change Mormonism's definitions of perfection and mercy, etc., to be able to live within Mormonism. I wonder why men don't struggle with this as much. Just a curious thought. When I read that to you in an email that she sent to me, you immediately said, she is spot on.
I think she is. And unfortunately, the solution that Ms. Shelley comes up with makes her, in my opinion, and I'm trying to say this as delicately as possible, but I think it makes her inconsistent. She wants her grace and her Mormonism too. And you can't do that in Mormonism. And what I see in going through this book is she tends to want to ignore the very principles of Mormonism that caused her that grief. I mean, I'm reading on the back of her book, and she has some blurbs from, obviously, some people who have read the book. And one of them is from a Chris C. Chris is spelt with a K. I don't know if it's a man or a woman. I'm assuming it's a woman. But this person writes, Confessions, speaking of the book, gave me wonderful new insights into gospel principles and practices that I've known all my life. Now, it's interesting that the phrase gospel principles is used in that blurb, because you and I both know that that is a church manual. There's a manual that's been revised numerous times since it first came out in the 1970s called Gospel Principles. We've done a whole series on gospel principles. And what I see in this blurb, I see also in the book. You're trying to make it mesh. You're trying to make it work. But unfortunately, Mormonism is going to be the hindrance to really coming to get the peace, the faith, and the joy that Shelley seems to have found. But I think she's finding it despite the gospel principles of Mormonism. You see what I'm saying there?
I do. And the review that I wrote on the website, the address, let me just give the address, mrm.org/Molly Mormon Review with hyphens in between Molly and Mormon and review. And you might want to go there. Let me just give you some of the citations that are found in this review that at the very beginning, she's going to set the book up and tell you what a Molly Mormon is. This is what she writes on page 2. I was afraid that if other people were aware of my internal struggles, they'd think I wasn't a good Mormon, so I did my best to hide the truth and press on. I tried to compensate for my shortcomings by devoting excessive amounts of time and effort to church service, but no matter how much I did, I never felt like I had done enough to measure up to God's stringent standards. But we did a whole series on Galatians. Isn't that what people try to do? They put the law out there and they do their best to try to meet it, and they can't measure up. And she made the realization that she was not able to do everything that she thought she had to do to be this perfect Molly Mormon.
And what she expresses on that page, on page 2, is exactly what the Apostle Paul said a person will feel when they try to measure up to God's standards or try to appease him by their good works. On to page 3, what does she say?
She says, for many stress-filled years, Molly Mormon had been my obsession. And why wouldn't she be? She was everything I aspired to. She was organized, efficient, and always in control. Not only was she an attentive and charming wife, she was also the mother of several immaculately groomed, brilliantly creative, and perfectly behaved children. Her home was spotless yet comfortable. She sewed all of her family's clothing and promptly took care of any mending that needed to be done. Each week she made delicious whole wheat bread, often dropping off a loaf to someone who needed a little extra love or encouragement. She canned hundreds of jars of homegrown fruits and vegetables each summer and generously shared the bounties of her flourishing garden. She served three delicious, carefully balanced meals every day, and of course she made full use of her ample food storage, which she rotated carefully.
She also talks about how this Molly, as it's been termed, got up early each morning studying the scriptures for at least 30 minutes before going out for an invigorating 5-mile run. And without going into a lot of detail of what she's saying here or what she thinks that a Molly Mormon is, basically what she's saying is this seems to be the perfect model of a Mormon woman.
Right.
That's where this phrase came from. If you are looked upon as being the perfect example of a Mormon woman, that's the phrase they attribute to you. You're a Molly Mormon. The male counterpart would be something like a Peter priesthood. I've heard mm-hmm. that phrase thrown out. But this is the standard that a lot of LDS women feel they must live up to. Not only to be pleasing in the eyes of their church, but also to be pleasing in the eyes of their God. And you can see why this kind of lofty goal can be very depressing to many Latter-day Saint women.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why prescription drug use among Latter-day Saint women in the state of Utah is epidemic. It's a problem. Now, the Mormon church would never admit that they are the problem. But yet, doesn't it seem a little bit odd that so many Latter-day Saint women suffer from this? Unfortunately, the church is, I think, the root of the problem.
I agree.
And of course, how can you feel comfort without jettisoning things that the church has instilled in its membership? And see, that's where I feel that Ms. Shelley is being somewhat inconsistent. I rejoice in the fact that she's finding a peace in her life and that she's finding a fulfillment, but I think she's done it at the expense of her Mormonism, whether she wants to admit it or not.
Let me give you a couple other quotes just real quick. Page 5, she says, "Molly's coveted level of perfection remained completely out of my grasp. With such a chasm between my reality and my lofty ideals, it's no wonder I often found myself engaged in a losing battle with depression. For many long and stress-filled years, I was unaware of the chokehold the Molly illusion had on my life." And she adds this on page 6. "While my Molly Mormon obsession continued to thrive, the crushing weight of perfectionism left my guilt-ridden spirit struggling for survival."
And what makes that statement so interesting is if you go back to her book cover on the back page, it says, "In Confessions of a Molly Mormon, Ilana debunks many of the faulty beliefs that led her down a path of deepening despair. She struggled to make herself and her family good enough to someday enter the celestial kingdom." That expression there troubles me because knowing what Mormonism is all about, spending as many years as I have studying it, I don't think a lot of the things she tries to debunk are faulty beliefs in Mormonism. I think if you're going to be a good Mormon, those are beliefs that you're supposed to believe, and they would not be considered faulty by the general authorities in the LDS Church. Tomorrow, we begin looking more closely at this book by Ilana K. Shelley, Confessions of a Molly Mormon.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.